Welcome to Trim Radio Network. We cut the bull and serve the truth. It's trimradio.com. And this is Money and Change / Financially Prepped on Trim Radio. And I'll tell you what, we've got a lot of good shows out there. And I'll tell you what, you can sign up to do one. All you have to do is just contact us, and we will get with you on how we do the shows, and you can broadcast your own shows. A big shout out to Rascal Stefan, Fishing in Florida show. It's every Sunday morning, and also again at 10 a.m. Fishing in Florida. Great. He has some really great shows. Money and Change with Financially Prepped with me, Stu Shearer. And then we have the Bare Knuckles Angel Strong show, and that's going to be Monday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. America's Funniest Online Dates, and that's going to be on Monday from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Also, Offsides College Football Top 25, 7 p.m. to 7:30 Eastern Standard Time during the football season. Then we've got Slobber Knocker Talk. Boy, that's a crazy name, Slobber Knocker. Well, that's with Austin Neely, and that airs at 7:30 p.m. Through 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time during football season. And then we have the Take Point 22 radio show with Michael Bejas, and that's going to be every Tuesday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And then my other show, My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever, and it's every Wednesday at 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let me have a little bit of fun on that show. The Brighter's Life Show, which is hosted by Leslie Berkland, and new episodes Thursdays from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Also, the Circle of Key, I guess it's Key, Q-I, podcast, and it's hosted by Victoria Smith. If I could just get my voice working today. With new episodes on Friday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then we have the Spiritual Freedom Show with Richard Lawrence, and that's every Saturday at 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. And we have the Red Pill Reality Show, and that's hosted by Rascala Stevens. There's every Wednesday from 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. Boy, that's a long one. And then we've got the Trim Radio News Brief, and that's Parker Dominic. And that's coming soon. And we've also got other stuff coming up, the weekly Top 40 with Parker Dominic. And that's going to air on Monday. Matter of fact, both of his shows will be on Monday. But right now, you're listening to Money and Change / Financially Prepped, and we have a lot of stuff to do. We always start out with a disclaimer. The information contained in this presented material is from the posting of news agencies on the internet and are not necessarily the views or opinions of the owners of this program. Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. And you should always do your own research and consult with professionals. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. You know, we always do shout outs. And I have to do shout outs because, I mean, I've got some pretty good friends. And I've got, they're not sponsors, they're just friends. And big shout out to the Trim Radio Network for carrying the show. And Michael Bejas is a little under the weather. And I got a sinus attack this morning, and I think it's still with me a little bit. But anyhow, we're both feeling a little bit down. But, you know, big shout out to the Trim Radio Network. I mean, we've got some great shows. We've got some great merchandise, as Michael likes to call it, merch. All you have to do is just go to trimradionetwork.com or trimradio.com, and just where it says shop, click on it. I mean, there are mugs and all kinds of stuff. The mugs are mine. It's strictly money and change. I imagine you could take that logo and put it on anything you wanted. But I know the mug is specifically mine. But that helps keep the shows on the air. It pays for air time. I don't charge any money for carrying my show because, hey, I'm retired. I already made my money. But the government allows me to keep. Oh, it's tax time coming up too. Oh, geez. Anyhow, a big shout out to Trim Radio Network for carrying the show. Also, the University of Findlay, www.findlay.edu. It's a good school. And I'll tell you what, they've got some very good programs there. They have doctoral degrees, master's degrees, bachelor degrees. They also do additional education. They have some great programs. They really do, and really good facilities. And so if you want to send your student or you want to attend there, it's a good school. And you could say it's multicultural because they have students from all over the world that go there. And I know that some of my friends, when I was in school, were either from Israel, Jordan, Ghana, or Kenya. And those were the guys that I knew in my dorm, and great people. And, you know, it's just a great school. It really is. It's not far from I-75 in Findlay, Ohio. And good programs, great professors, great administrative staff. I can't say enough about them. They're an NCAA Division II sports school. And right now it's basketball. And they're having a reasonable season this year. I don't know if they're going to go to the tourneys or not, but you never know. Also, they have a very good wrestling program, good football program. I mean, they're good in all the way around sports. I mean, I go up there, you know, a few times a year for basketball. And I really have a good time when I go up there. Matter of fact, I was up there with a friend, and I walked in the door and to the, let's put it this way, the arena, and they just gave me my tickets. They didn't ask what my age was. I got in free. I guess I look old, I guess, you know, but anyhow, I got free tickets and went in to see the game. And I had a good time. We got to see the girls play basketball and the guys. And it was a good time. I mean, great basketball. And you're glued to your seat right to the last minute. So if you want to check out the school, check it out at www.findlay.edu. That's the University of Findlay. Oh, and here's another guy that he is just a super person. He makes pens, and I've talked about him. Michael and I both have their pens, or his pens, Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. And I'll tell you what, he has some fantastic pens. He has a great Second Amendment pen, two different styles, among others. And if your company or your school system or city offices, county government offices need presentation pens, Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks are what you need to contact. He does an excellent job. Everything comes out of there absolutely perfect. And I mean, it's custom. If you send him a design, he will turn that into a pen. Trust me. I mean, he does some fantastic work. If you don't believe me, ask Michael Bejas. But that's Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. And he's had pens sent to trade shows in Japan, down to Disney World, and other places and other trade shows and stuff. I mean, the guy does really good work. Also, a big shout out for Money and Change. That's what we're doing tonight. Every 7 p.m., every Sunday night. And we cover the week's financial news and some prognostications, if you know what that is. Also, a big shout out to the Big Family Homestead in Wisconsin. They're on YouTube. It's Brad and Krista. And they have had a YouTube show for several years. And they just explain what it's like living in Wisconsin year-round. They used to live in Monroe, Ohio, north of Cincinnati. They had a small farmstead there. And then they decided to get something bigger, and they went to Wisconsin. And they just have to get used to deep snow in the wintertime. And sometimes the snow there is 2 and 3, sometimes 4 feet deep. It just depends. Hopefully this year they didn't have that bad of a deal. But they are very good people. I've met them. I've corresponded with them. They're fantastic. And that's Brad and Krista from the Big Family Homestead on YouTube. Another YouTuber that I follow is Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King. Great people. I've corresponded with them. They are ultra busy. And they have a new variant of YouTube. It's called farmstead.com, and they're building that up. But they live on a small farm outside of Wiggins, Mississippi, which is about 100 miles north of the Gulf of Mexico. And they want to be self-sufficient in farming. They have to be. And he follows the economy and everything that's going on in the world. And he knows his stuff. He does. He does his porch time on Wednesdays. He actually does it on Sunday, but it's broadcast on Wednesday. It's great. They're great people. Fantastic. Deep South Homestead. Another one, Dave Kobler, Southern Prepper One. And he's been doing things called Boots on the Ground. And that's where people send him information on how the economy's doing. And if a store is running out of produce, or they're running out of gasoline, or, you know, even something that's good, they get the information and pass it on to Dave, and Dave passes it on to everybody else. And he's got a pretty big following. So that's Dave Kobler at Southern Prepper One. Prepper Nurse One, and that's Ed Carswell. He's building a new homestead down in West Virginia and getting used to the weather and everything. And he bought a place that's out on the side of a hill. They would call it a hill. I would call it the side of a mountain. Excellent view. And he's trying to build up the property and doing a lot of different things, prepping for a homestead and so forth. And he's interesting to watch. He's very interesting. Down home, I've corresponded with him. Haven't been able to talk to him because he's always been busy, or else he's been up in New York State where he has property up there that he wants to sell. And he wants to move everything down to West Virginia. And eventually, I'll try to find out where he's close to in the hoots and hollers of West Virginia. Also, Canadian Prepper, he's also on Facebook in the videos, and he's talking about the doom and gloom. He's not all that upbeat, but a lot of his material is factual, but he likes to play the doom and gloom part. I follow him because he's got some good information. And in this day and age, you have to be on the web probably 3 to 4 hours a day. I spend at least 4 hours a day doing research for this show. And then I've got another 2 hours if I'm going to do My World. Keeps me busy. And, you know, that's what happens in retirement. You're actually busier than when you were working. And I know When I was working, I worked for the state of Ohio, and I supervised 60 different businesses. Some were fairly good-sized universities, and we supplied food and vending to those places. And that kept me busy. And I know I was on the road quite a bit, but I'll tell you what, had some great people to work with, great people at different colleges and universities. It was an experience. But those are the shout outs that we've got. And I always have to do shout outs. If I have any interaction with you or somebody else, and we're doing different types of things for this show, hey, I'll give you shout outs. Because, I mean, without you guys listening to the show, we wouldn't have a show. And this show goes all over the world. I've had responses from Myanmar, India, South Africa. I've had some from Europe. I've had some from the US and, you know, in the Far East. But I haven't had anybody from Iceland yet. You know, a person I know here in town went to Iceland, and she was showing all the pictures. I wouldn't go to Iceland in the wintertime. Good grief. That's like spending a week in a freezer. I'd rather do that in the summertime when it's a little bit warmer. But anyhow, that's what we've got in Money and Change and Financially Prepped. And I've been posting during the week different things. And if you've been following our website, actually it's a Facebook site, I cover a lot of different topics. And there's one that I posted, Roosters Coming Home to Roost. Global Debt and Death Spiral. And John Rubino, who was on Rumble and the Greg Hunter Show, USA Watchdog. He had an excellent, excellent show talking about global debt and death spiral. And it's happening, and it's scary. And we'll get into a little bit of that. Then how about the 16 signs the U.S. economy is going to be just fine? Yeah, right. That was in Zero Hedge. And I posted that to the website. Why? Because it's important. We are entering into a scary, scary, scary time. So scary. Sometimes I just don't sleep at night. You know, if Art Bell was still around, I'd probably be listening to him on the radio and the coyotes in the background at Pahrump, Nevada. But it's scary. The stuff that's out there right now, stuff that's going on, not only with the business in Ukraine, but in other areas of the countries, in Europe, also in Africa, it's kind of strange. There's another article in Zero Hedge. Food shortages are starting to become quite serious all over the planet. And if you followed Dave Kobler, Dave gets reports from all over the country. And you know, when I go into a grocery store, like for example, last week, I went into Kroger's. And it's one of the three grocery stores we have in the town where I live. And Kroger's is one, and Walmart, better known as Wally World, is the other. And we also have Aldi's, and I think there's one more. It's an IGA. But we run into all kinds of stuff. And I went into Walmart, and I was getting a few things, and I thought, okay, I'm going to go over, or not Walmart, I'm sorry, Kroger's, and I'm walking over and checking out this one area where they used to have different types of health drinks and health foods and stuff. Not that I'm going to buy it. I just wanted to see what they had, and if something perked my interest, I'd probably get something to try. Well, every refrigeration unit that they had, they must have had 10 or 12 of them, they were filled with the ice drinks. And I thought, now, wait a minute, they weren't that way last week. Why are they filled with nothing but ice? And I thought, well, I could go ahead and I get the raspberry, you know, and the orange, and sometimes the pina colada, I think is the other one. But I'm looking, I'm like, this is supposed to have food. It doesn't have any food, it's just drinks. And the more I walked around that store, I noticed that the shelves were getting changed around a bit, and everything was, oh, it was different. And it was stuff that, yeah, there's a need for it, I guess, but it was just strange. They had all different kinds of stuff in there. Some of it was cheaper goods. It's like they're running out of food that they had in there, or they're reducing it. And they're putting in drinks and other stuff to fill up the space. And I thought, man, something's going on here. They're reducing the cashiers to a self-checkout. They're doing different things. And, it just boggles my mind. I'm used to dealing with people. And I see my friends at Kroger's, or I see them at Walmart, or see them at Aldi's, but it's not the same. It really isn't. Something is going on with the economy, and if you don't know what's going on with the economy, you better check it out. And I've always told people, you need to prep. And if there's going to be any type of a financial calamity, something with foods or energy, you better be prepared for the change. And I've always told people for the last 10 years, pay down your debt, put some money aside, buy some long-term foods, make sure you have enough meds, clothing for the season, adaptable shelters and things like that. I'm serious. And it's like I'm talking to the choir, but yet you're preaching to the choir. But if I stop, somebody new isn't going to hear that. And then what's going to happen is bad news travels fast. Things happen. And we don't have certain types of foods that we need. We don't have spare money to buy things. Some of the guys I was listening to, they were talking about an EMP attack, electromagnetic pulse. And I thought of that, and I said, okay, this balloon coming across the United States, and somebody said, well, let's shoot it down. Well, heck yes. But they waited until it got off the coast of South Carolina. I've got a friend of mine that vacations down there, and I want to call him up and see if he got to see some of the stuff, because he's right on Myrtle Beach. Well, anyhow, a lot of strange stuff is going on. And what happens if this EMP thing actually happens and it goes off and the power grid goes down, you can't pump gasoline, you can't get on an airplane and fly, you can't get in your car because your car's not going to work, and how are you going to get food, especially in the stores? The refrigeration will go down. I mean, this is some really serious stuff. A lot of what if, and it scares me to death. So I tell people to prep. And if you put something on a credit card, pay it off in full. That way you don't have to pay interest. If you have something at the bank and you have a loan, pay it off as soon as you can so you don't have to pay any more interest. Beware of hedge funds and derivatives. Derivatives are something that, let's just call it interest. The bank charges you interest. They derive funds from that to run the bank. That's in simple terms. But you run into this stuff and you have to prep, because if something happens, yeah, there's going to be a lot of people out there wanting food. Guess what? The government's not going to help you. And then your social services are only going to be able to help you part of the time. Then they're going to have to shut down. And that would include some of the free food stores and stuff like that. And there will undoubtedly be riots and everything else. You have to basically protect what's yours. You can prep and you can go ahead and buy canned goods. They generally last for about 5 years. Generally, if there's a bulge in the can, get rid of it. You know, and your dry foods, macaroni and cheese, all you have to do is add water and cook it. So you have to have a source of heat and a source of water. But there's food, and it's long term. Spaghetti, everybody likes spaghetti, everybody likes pasta. Learn how to make the sauce that goes with the pasta. There are a lot of things to consider. And if something happens and you're not prepared, who's going to pull you out of the fire? And that's all I can tell people. I mean, it's like I'm always preaching to different people. And it's scary out there. It really is. One guy on YouTube was saying, we won't survive 2023. And they want to get rid of cash. They want to go to a digital dollar, and that creates control over you. If you don't behave, you don't get your money. Do you have any gold? Do you have any silver? Do you have any platinum? How about copper? You have precious metals. It's time to start to collect some precious metals. Because in a grid down situation, that's money. Precious metals are money, and you have to prepare for that. So you have to prepare for food. Do you have enough water? Can you purify and store enough water? You know, a lot of stuff to think about. It's kind of old hat for me. But to a new listener listening to this show, they're going to go, oh my God, the world's coming to an end and I can't prep. No, it's not too late to prep. It's not late. If you start tomorrow, a few cans of canned food at a time, that's fine. You know, I have a friend that has cats, and I went over to a neighboring town, Greenville, Ohio, and they have a Rural King store over there. And they have all kinds of stuff in there. And you could spend probably 2-3 hours in that store and looking at all different kinds of stuff. And she had cats. And I thought, okay, I'll call her up and say, hey, do you need any cat food? Oh, yeah, I need a certain kind. Okay, what kind is it? So I started looking for the cat food, and it was $28 a bag. I called her back, and I said, okay, it's 28 bucks a bag. What is it at Petco? Oh, it's $36 a bag. That was a no-brainer. I bought her 3 bags. of cat food. Why? Because when things run out, pets are going to have to eat, so you have to stock up for your pet. And sometimes certain types of pet can't have human food. They have to have their type, whatever it is, digestive care, whatever it is. They took my credit card. I'll get the bill in probably 25 days. I'll pay it off. No big deal. But if they get rid of cash and they say, okay, everybody's going to have an account, all we're going to do is say your credit card now has all your money for the month, and that's all you get. And so you're going to have to budget that money. And there's a gal, Catherine Austin Fitz, F-I-T-T-S. If you listen to her, and sometimes she's on Greg Hunter's show, the USA Watchdog, sometimes. She was in the government for many years, and she was also a financial analyst. She really knows her stuff. She's saying what's going to happen. All the signs are pointing to certain things, and so you need to prepare. And one of the ways to hedge on everything is gold and silver. But she tells everything that's going on. And maybe we won't survive 2023. According to some, David Icke was talking about that. But it's scary. And there's just so much stuff. And you can find out what's going on at our Facebook page, Money and Change / Financially Prepped. Anybody can get in there. We've got over 131 members. We kind of screen our membership because we want to make sure that they're not bad people. Let's put it that way. And if they like to put in different types of things, we kind of score over that. We see what they're saying, and then we'll usually comment on it. But Money and Change / Financially Prepped is open to anybody. We might ask a couple of questions, and hopefully you answer them back and properly, so we know that you're not a bot. But check us out. I've got a thing, why the end of the petrodollar spells trouble for the U.S. It's there. Alaska Prepper, another one of my prepper buddies on YouTube. He says, this is going to be epic. Tell your family and friends to prepare. And that's what he has on his show. Glenn Beck was saying, preparing for a cyber attack. A huge cyber attack may be coming, and here's how to prepare. A lot of things. And you can just check us out for free at Money and Change / Financially Prep. We post probably 3 or 4 times a week or more. It just depends on the important stuff. Well, anyhow, we got to get back to the good stuff. Central bank gold reserves chart second highest increase since 1950. And that happened in 2022, according to shiftgold.com. And central banks closed out 2022 with reported net purchases of 28 tons. That's a lot of gold in December, including large unreported purchases. This brought the total central bank gold buying in 2022 to 1,136 tons. It was the second largest level of net purchases on records dating back to 1950 and the 13th straight year of net central bank gold purchases. One of the biggest purchases of gold happens to be China. The next would be India. And then I believe it's Russia after that. Do they know something that we don't know? I don't know. I know that if I go and look at gold prices right now, I just click to do that. APMEX is showing gold is going at $1,874.80 an ounce, which means you're going to be paying a little bit over $200 an ounce or a tenth of an ounce for gold. A lot of people say, well, gold's expensive. Well, what's the next one down? Well, that's silver. And silver's at $22.24. It's down 8 cents. But $22.24, except for one thing, it's getting scarce. So you're paying a higher fee to buy an ounce of gold, or of silver, rather. You're going to pay that fee for gold, too. I mean, there's a handling fee for that. And the more scarce something is, the price is going to go up. Platinum is $963.80 an ounce. It actually went down a dollar as we were speaking. But that's a hedge against calamity. If you get a chance, look up Catherine Austin Fitz. She's a really knowledgeable person. Check her out. Hey, the U.S. debt clock right now is $31,551,217,600. Oh, it's flying. Now it's up to 790. No, now it's up to 800 and some thousand. And I'm watching it live. And it scares me because the debt per citizen is $94,341. And the debt per taxpayers is $206,867. Scary, isn't it? The revenue that we're getting in right now is about $4,609,444,235,600. It keeps going up. State debt. Oh, they're talking about that. State debt per citizen is $3,723. That's scary. They even cover local debt. Government spending way too much money. And I don't know what's going to happen. There was an article, again, from shiftgold.com. Is gold the last freedom train? Most people believe the Federal Reserve stabilizes the economy and our money. In reality, the central bank incentivize debt and destroys wealth. Remember, years ago, they started out with credit cards. Oh, you need a credit card for this and a credit card for that. And people would spend their credit card to the limit. If it was a $10,000 limit, they'd go to the limit on that. And they're paying all this interest. You know, I've got a couple of credit cards. They've got $10,000 and $12,000 credit limit. Do I use it? No. As soon as I buy something with a credit card, and that's a major purchase, I always pay it down so I don't have any interest. That's the key. And the big thing is, if the government says, well, we're going to go to a digital dollar, start spending with cash. Everything is cash. The old phrase, cash is king, is out there. If everybody paid in cash, the government would say, uh-oh, we can't very well use a digital dollar, could we? because if you use digital money, you lose your freedom. And you could check with Sweden and other countries. They're getting on this digital currency thing. You get your credit card, you use it, and you can only spend so much a month, because if they say that, oh, well, this month you only get $2,000 and it costs you $2,500 to exist, you have to budget your money because all you're going to get is $2,000. They may come back and say, no, it's $3,000 or $4,000 per person. And the inflation goes way high because the value of the dollar or the value of what currency you're in is less. And the more government spends and they don't have money to back it up, in other words, gold to back it up or silver to back it up, or the GDP, gross domestic product, if they don't have that to back up, then you're in a situation where we have inflation. And I saw some figures for Wednesday's show, and we didn't have any show on Wednesday due to illness. But the gross domestic product in the U.S., we're at 133%. We're 33% over 100%. You know what I mean? At 100%, we're taking in what we're spending. And at 133%, everything is based on credit. Now, how did we get there? Was it you spending? Was it me spending? The neighbor down the street? No, it was government spending. They overspent. The government hasn't had a budget in 10 years or more, probably 20. If we didn't have a budget, and we did what the feds did, we'd be in jail. Plain and simple. How come they get that privilege to overspend and not be accountable? Well, we're just passing it on to your children. Well, then you want your children in bondage and in debt? No. Use cash. Beat them at their own game. And that's exactly what Catherine Austin Fitz said. Use cash. Pay for everything in cash. If you don't have it, then what you do is budget your money so that you get through it all. Because government's not going to help you when everything comes crashing down, and it could be soon. I listened to Cliff High. A lot of people say, who is this guy? Well, he's an actuarialist, I'll get it right. And he also does programming for companies. He's a brilliant person. I mean, super brilliant. And he's saying that we could end up in a financial situation, whether it be a crash or a near crash or whatever, maybe in 3 weeks, maybe in 4 weeks, maybe in 5 weeks. But he said something's going to happen between now and June. And he said, we're going to have a financial crisis. He can sense it. And I always looked at Cliff High as an intelligent person. But what happens is, he's about 90 to 95% right. He's got a better record than Punxsutawney Phil, because Punxsutawney Phil only has, I think it's a 40 or 45% accuracy. Check him out on, let's see. Let me see if I can give you that site. I have to be able to go to another one to tell you, because I have it based there. Hold on just a second here. Cliff High is super, he is super smart. One of the most intelligent persons I know. He is on BitChute, BitChute.com. And he's on with a lot of other people. There's Cliff High, Phil Godlewski, the amazing Polly up in Canada, and good old Monograph. But Cliff High is accurate. And when he says there's going to be a financial problem, he says 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks, or else we're into June. I would say we've got time to prepare, because something's going to hit. And when it does hit, you better have a full tank of gas, a couple of spares. You better have some extra cash in the house or someplace where it's locked up that you can get it. Because credit cards won't work if there's no power. Gasoline pumps won't work if there's no power. Cash registers won't work if there's no power. It's scary. And we could be set way back into the 1930s, 40s with that type of an economy. And when Cliff High says to prepare and Catherine Austin Fitz says to prepare, we had better prepare. I'm serious. I hope nothing happens. But if it does, I want to be prepared at least for a year so we can get things settled down. But if you don't have any gold and you don't have any silver, you're going to have some problems. The banks are tightening consumer credit, and it may be what triggers a recession, according to Vincent Signorella, and that's from Bloomberg Market Live. And he said a surge in revolving credit has not gone unnoticed by the lenders. And the Fed's senior loan officer opinion survey on bank lending practices showed banks tightening lending standards for commercial, mortgage, and credit card loans. I remember that back when Jimmy Carter was president, oh my God, there was a tax on gasoline. If you heated with kerosene, there was a tax on that. If you went and you bought a new car, the minimum I ever saw on a new car was you were paying 17% interest, up to probably about 22 to 23% interest on a car. What are we doing now? 2%, 3%, 4%, 5%? Can you imagine 17 up to 22, 25%? I talked to a realtor and she was saying, well, she was trying to sell a place in Dayton and it was 860 square feet. I'm thinking, what? 860 square? I've got a nice ranch, two-car garage, and it's over 1,600 square feet. Two blocks away from me, they're probably about 2,500 square feet. And two blocks from them, then you're in the multi-million dollar homes, and they're big. So they're tightening credit. Your credit cards are going to be higher interest if you don't pay them off. So that's why I've been saying pay them off. The tightening standards are a result of most banks assigning the probability of between 40% and 80% to the likelihood of a recession in the next 12 months, with no bank reporting a profitability less than 20%. And the next report on revolving credit is scheduled September 7th. Well, it's now the 12th, and I haven't seen the report come out. It's going to be scary. And if the percentages are higher than that, we're in trouble. Americans continue to flee high tax New York and California. And here's where they're going, you know, high taxes. I don't want to stick around in a place that has high taxes. A lot of people are going to leaving California, about 343,230, according to a report. New York, 299,557 people leaving. Illinois, 141,656. New Jersey, 64,231 are leaving. In Massachusetts, where you got to park your car. I've got friends in Massachusetts. Approximately 57,292 people are leaving. When the taxes go up, people take it to a certain point and then they say, forget it. Or if you were in New Jersey, they'd be saying, forget about it. Can't afford to pay the taxes. That's what's happening in California. So where are they going? Arizona. They're going to Texas. Texans don't like to pay tax. I mean, they never had an income tax in Texas because they had oil. But now they have other taxes. Then there's Florida. Florida has a sales tax on everything, but do they have a property tax? Not after 5 years. Do you have high utility costs? Yeah, till after 5 years, and then you get a reduced rate. And people are flocking to Florida. They're going everywhere to get out of high tax rates. And what happens with the high tax rates, it messes with everything. Let's get to something a little bit more fun. You know, when the economy hits and it's really doing good and everybody's out and they go out to eat, you know, every night or a couple nights a week, whatever, and they always get the expensive beers. Now, how many of you drink beer? Come on. Do you drink the cheap stuff? Or do you drink the expensive stuff? Or the middle of the road? Well, according to Rachel Premick from Freight Waves, what crappy beer demand tells us about the economy. And she says people aren't buying as much beer as they used to. And it's not a great indicator for the economy. U.S. has been shipped. The U.S. beer shipment to wholesalers declined 14.1% in December 2022 compared to the year prior, according to a Wells Fargo note published on January 27th. And compared to 2020, the shipment volume or the shipping volume is down 19.4%. And inflation, according to Rachel Premick, is changing consumer decisions, even around beer. And beer because, well, suddenly gets pricey at the end of last year, and beer prices at retail, which doesn't include bars or restaurants, popped 7% during the last 13 weeks of 2022. And that was according to industry data provided by Bump Williams Consulting. And this is an unusually high increase, according to that firm. Well, that price increase is showing up in how people are buying brews, said Dave Williams, vice president of Bump Williams Consulting. And people are increasingly buying, let's say 12 packs, over 30 packs, or even single servings of beer. And you're also getting these different craft beers. I know in our area they have the Crooked Handle, and Great Lakes Brewing up in Cleveland, and there all these different craft beers are coming out. But people are going to the old standards. In Texas, I think it's red, white, and blue beer. And there are other cheaper types and not the fancy craft beers. Money talks. And so if you have a carryout and you're selling beer and tracking everything and you finally say, well, gee, I'm not selling some of the European beers. I'm not selling Warsteiner or whatever. Then guess what? People aren't affording things. Or people are going to Aldi's and they're looking at the beers they have there. Are they cheaper than the U.S. beers? Or the wines? Are they just as good as the other type of wine? And they try different things. I think there was one called Winking Owl. Everybody was, they saw the picture of the owl on the side of the bottle and they bought that and they said, oh, it's pretty good wine. I don't drink. So I couldn't tell you if it was a good wine or a bad wine. But people are looking for cheaper stuff. Not that they're going to go out and buy Mad Dog 2020, better known as MD 2020, Mug and David, or Ripple. That was a college thing, you know. They always like to have Ripple or Strawberry Farms or Granny Green Springs or whatever it was. I mean, that's going back years and years and years ago. But people are buying cheaper things. They're not getting the expensive stuff. And that tells you something about the way the economy's going. Are people going out and buying big, thick steaks anymore? They're probably buying minute steaks. Maybe they don't have enough money to buy steak. And maybe it's chicken or something that tastes like chicken. Reminds me, somebody on Facebook said, have you ever tried snake? And I said, well, they say it tastes like chicken. Only it has a lot of bones in it, and I've never eaten snake. I don't think I will. And bugs, I'm not going to start eating bugs. This Klaus Schwab is totally nuts. You will eat bugs and like it. I can imagine going to a fine diner, and the waiter comes over, and he says, well, which type of bug would you like, sir? Would you like the aged cricket, or how about the domesticated roach? There's no way I would eat there. No way. I don't care. I don't care if it was a chocolate covered cricket. No way. But the economy could get pretty bad. And if you're not prepared, you're going to have a problem. Trust me, if you are not prepared, you are going to have a problem. And your neighbors may help you sometimes, but then when it starts getting tight, they're not going to help anybody but their own family. Everybody is going to be on their own, and no social agency is going to bail you out. Who knows? You may not be getting your welfare checks. You may not be getting your retirement checks. And if you don't have things covered, you're in trouble. And that's why I talk to people about prepping. There's a report by Bruce Wilds by Advancing Time blog. And he said, ugliness awaits many boomers nearing retirement. Well, I'm a boomer and I am retired. I am ugly. Well, anyhow, we won't go there. Anyhow, he says ugliness awaits most boomers nearing retirement. Not only have they been lied to, but they also have to deal with rigged markets, corruption, and incompetent advisors. And he said, boomers make up the second largest generation in American history. Now, what's a boomer? A boomer came after World War II. And all the troops came home, and next thing you know, the birth rate went sky high. I think they were making up for lost times. Well, he said, those that haven't already retired are getting ready to, and a big problem is, well, big problem is going to have, well, a little in the way of savings. I mean, how many people in the U.S. save up enough money so they have $1,000 for an emergency? Like the car breaks down, you need $1,000. I forget the percentage, but it was less than half of the people in the United States. It used to be $500. But then recently they're saying, no, it's $1,000. Well, that's inflation for you. And that's what's so daggone scary. And according to Wilds, he said, adding to this problem is that the generations following the baby boomer generation are even worse off, and America's economic picture is less than rosy. We are going to have inflation. That's a given. Things are going to cost more. The dollar is not going to be worth a lot. Why? Because you've got the BRICS, Brazil, India, Russia, China, and South Africa, and a few other countries are getting together. They are going to go to a gold and silver based currency. We should have never gotten into a fiat based currency, one that's based on paper. Paper will be good for a while, but when we go to a recession, to a depression, paper may not go very far. And if it was like the German Weimar Republic, a wheelbarrow full of Deutschmarks, which we'll just say is a dollar bill, a wheelbarrow would get you one loaf of bread. And that was between, let's see here, World War I and World War II. It's going to get scary. My advice is pay down your debt, put some money aside, start prepping up with foods, be able to store water, purify water, back up on coffee if you're a heavy coffee drinker. Also, start a garden. You know, they used to have victory gardens during the Second World War. We're going to need it. And I'm probably going to have to tear up my really nicely done yard without weeds and turn it into a garden. I can see that coming. I've already got seeds. And I went to some of the prop shops, and they're saying, oh, we have seeds. Heirloom seeds, what you want. Well, everybody, that's about summing it up. And we will be on My World, and we're going to talk a little bit more about what's awaiting the baby boomers and some of the things that went on way back when, and kind of related to what's going on now. But prep, and prep like it's going out of style, because you're going to need it. And that's all I have. And if Michael is on the other end, he's speechless. I mean, this guy has some type of laryngitis, and I know he's going to have to switch us over to the next program. But you have to be prepared for stuff, because this is going to be tense. And if you don't prep, you're going to get burned. badly. Learn to live on soup. Make things with Bisquick.
Okay.
Anyhow.
All right, Stu.
Hey, he does speak. Michael speaks. Anyhow, doesn't speak too well. We're done. We'll talk to you guys on Wednesday night on My World. Have a good one. Coconut Man.